back for this week's episode of Fashion. This week is a part two to some great resources for ethical shopping. And this time we're going to talk about made trade for clothing, accessories, home goods, and some more stuff we'll get into. And then two incredible websites for cruelty-free beauty shopping. And those are Cruelty Free Kitty and Ethical Elephant. And if you like this episode and missed part one, you can go back to listen to that. I believe it was episode 7. So I want to start out first with Made Trade because this is actually a newer website to me and I really loved it when I saw it. It basically functions just like any other multi-brand website. Think things like, you know, like Nordstrom, Shopbop, sites like that. And it has a really nice range of products, including clothing, accessories, shoes, home goods, gifts, even furniture. And you can expect to find like all the usual stuff, like sneakers, throw blankets, everyday dresses. But I also saw some really cool things when I was looking through right before I recorded this episode. And there was like a sushi set made from recycled bamboo, and they even have like outdoor furniture, like full outdoor couches, which I was kind of surprised about, and then like dog bed covers. So you can definitely find, you know, kind of things that you need for every day, but also some really unique things too. And Made Trade is a women-owned business, and it's a family business. It's also climate neutral certified. And they have over 150 brands to shop from on their site. So I also love that they like place such a high value on so many different ethical practices for the brands that they carry. From their like about page, I think, let me see exactly what it's called. It's called Who We Are. So on that page, you can see that every brand they carry has to apply to be allowed to be sold through the Made Trade, and they have to provide information on things like manufacturing, labor conditions, materials, any verifications they have, like their trade status or maybe organic or something like that. And Made Trade also pledges to be transparent about the products that they offer, so you'll never have to guess about material certifications, like if something's truly organic cotton or if there's outsourcing in the manufacturing process. Matrix states that, and here's just like a direct quote from their site, you can shop freely knowing each piece has been responsibly sourced and expertly crafted with sustainable materials. I will, of course, have a link to this site for you so you can look even more for yourself, but I really just love this as like a great way to get kind of everyday things, especially, you know, maybe if you're just looking for like a simple dress or maybe, you know, something for your house, or even they have like the gift section, which is like all separated out really nicely. So it's just a really great place to go shopping rather than, you know, one of those kind of bigger stores like a Nordstrom or something like that, where it's kind of difficult to tell if things have been ethically produced. Okay, so next I want to get to some cruelty-free shopping resources, and I think this will be kind of the first of these. And I'm kind of grouping these together. I absolutely love using both Cruelty-Free Kitty and Ethical Elephant. I'm putting them kind of together because I really use them interchangeably. Like sometimes if I'm looking for a brand and it's not on one of the sites, I'll check the other and it'll be there. Or maybe one site just has a little more information than the other on a brand or something like that. But backing up just a little bit, you might be wondering why you even need websites like this to check to see if beauty products are cruelty-free when so many of them have, you know, like the cute little picture of a bunny with cruelty-free underneath it, or just a label that says cruelty-free or something along those lines. But what's super important to know, if you want to be conscious of shopping only beauty products that aren't tested on animals, is that it actually isn't regulated in any way which brands are allowed to label their products as cruelty-free. The exceptions kind of to this are like company specific logos, like the Leaping Bunny logo specifically will always be for Leaping Bunny approved products. And same with PETA, but I'll say more on them in a second. But if a product just has like the words cruelty free on it, or a lot of them have logos really similar to the Leaping Bunny one, but it's not the actual official one, it might not actually be cruelty free, and it gets really confusing. And these brands like mean it to be very confusing so that you think you're shopping cruelty free. And getting back to the PETA logo too, like for me personally, I never trust this one on its own. And the reason for that is that PETA still includes companies that claim cruelty-free status, like in the US or Europe or wherever you're shopping, but still sell in China as cruelty-free brands. But when a company sells its beauty products in China currently, they may still be subject to animal testing as part of government laws. So there's been like a little bit of progress on this in the past couple years in removing certain categories of cosmetics that now aren't required to be tested by law in China. But it's really, like, at least for me, it's kind of complicated and unclear. And I still personally don't really choose to shop from beauty brands that sell in China. So if something is just approved by PETA, I either check Cruelty Free Kitty or Ethical Elephant to see if these brands are really truly cruelty free. Another great thing about these sites is that they label cosmetic brands that are cruelty free themselves, but like put a little note by it if they are owned by parent companies that do perform animal testing. So you have all the information there to really think about and decide if it's a brand that you want to support through your purchases. I think there's, kind of a lot to think about there because it can really go either way. The parent companies are still getting money if you purchase cruelty-free brands that they own, but at the same time, maybe showing support for these cruelty-free brands will encourage them to make their other brands cruelty-free as well. So that's really just kind of like a judgment call, I feel like, as is everything with ethical shopping. But I just think that these sites really do a great job of providing you with the most information possible to decide about which brands you're going to shop from. And another benefit of them is that they have specific lists of brands for certain stores. So, like for example, you could look at a list of beauty brands sold at Ulta that are cruelty free, or same with Target and Sephora. And I think you can even see two lists of brands that aren't. So that can be really helpful too. I would also suggest following these two specifically, Cruelty Free Kitty and Ethical Elephant, on Instagram. I think like it's not often that I like specifically recommend Instagram accounts, but they do a really good job of updating them constantly. They're constantly like vetting new brands or making updates when they receive new information about brands that they already have existing on their website. And it's great to know that you're getting like the most accurate and up-to-date information on any beauty products you might be buying. And so I will, of course, have links to their websites where you can see the full brand directories. You can also just search for specific brands. So, if you're out shopping and wondering about, I don't know, something like Pacifica, which is cruelty free, you can just go to their website real quick, search Pacifica, see if it's cruelty free or not. And then, of course, you can see those lists that I mentioned too. So that is it for this episode. This is a nice little short one because I have a busy week and there's been a couple longer episodes recently too. So I will talk to you again on Friday for another short Fact Friday. And in the meantime, since this was such a short one, if you have some extra time to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or do a rating on any other podcast platforms, I would absolutely love that as always. And also, you can check out the Fashed Substack now, where I will be posting like article formats of these episodes, Again, those like should come out Thursdays. Usually it'll always at least be sometime in the week after the podcast comes out. And if you are feeling extra super generous and want to support the podcast, there is always a link at the very end of the show notes to support, and you can do that right through Anchor. So yeah, that's all, and I'll talk to you Friday.